How are designers like us supposed to know where to begin every project? What questions to ask? Selecting materials, how to spec processes, how to be sustainable? If you're asking these questions, this show's the answer.
So recently I did an unboxing for Last Crumb Cookies on my LinkedIn. You can check it out there. But let's talk about that packaging. The way that packaging arrived, it was a large white corrugated board outer box. And it wasn't a full box with glue and locking tabs. It was more of a fold-over wrapping mailer. It had an all-over digital print, what appeared to be a digital print, and just Last Crumb was on there really large. So when it sets on my door, because it gets dropped off from through the mail, and I show up, I see this gigantic box that says Last Crumb, and it becomes so inviting. Graphics on there are awesome. It's got cookies. It's got all sorts of current relevant artists on there eating cookies. Then when you tear into that, outer box, there's this black box on the inside. And this black box, it's just beautiful. It's this gigantic black box with the only thing on the outside is a silver foil Last Crumb. You know, so you get that reflectiveness. You get the brand recognition because you've already, you know, you've hunted this brand down on Instagram. You've, you know, waited in line online in order to purchase that drop because they only drop once a week. You got to be there at 9 o'clock on the dot. Otherwise, you know, it sells out and you're out. So there's a lot of excitement already. It's like, I made it, I got it. And you get this box and it just has all this excitement to it. When you get to the front of the box, it says, just open the damn box on the front of it, which is pretty funny. And when you open that up, what it reveals is these 12 cookies individually sitting on a platform that are presented to you so that you can clearly see the name of each one of them. Now, what I love about this box is this unveiling process. What I love about the brand is their irreverence, the way that their humor is just so tongue in cheek, but it carries through the entire box, right? So open the damn box is just a great message on the very front of it. When you open it, just seeing all of the cookies laid out in front of you so that they're not stacked. Yes, they could have stacked them all and had a really small, tight box, but for the price you're paying and for the excitement of waiting for a drop and having these cookies be somewhat limited edition is really special. So you don't want to have everything compressed and having the tiniest box you possibly can, even though that makes the most sense from a sustainability standpoint. But from a brand standpoint, that's not the brand.
All right, packaging peeps, I've got a special message from our sponsor, IDPDirect.com. If you want a more transparent supply chain and color consistency across your entire retail packaging program, check out IDPDirect.com. Not only do they make some of the most beautiful luxury retail packaging around the world, they're factory direct, meaning you speak directly with the factory making your packaging, not a middleman. Check out IDPDirect.com and schedule a consultation anywhere in the world near you. IDPDirect.com.
And if that's not your brand, you can't be apologetic about it. I mean, you've got to be in your face. And when you open this box, like, each cookie is on its own platform. You remove the cookie and underneath there's printed graphics. They have a booklet in there that explains the story of each of the cookies. And it's just so much fun to get this big of a box and get so much design in the presentation of the product. And I think a lot of brands have moved so far away from that. Not necessarily just having a large pack, but just having that much excitement in the unboxing. Because consumers don't have to buy your product. They don't have to buy your brand. If they've seen you on Instagram or they've seen you on just throughout social media and they get excited about your brand and they go and make, you know, go through all the clicking process to actually make a purchase, and what shows up in person isn't in line with the online experience, you're going to lose a lot of customers. You're not going to get that repeat customer. So I think what these guys have done is they've just created so much excitement around every aspect of their brand, and they're so in your face about it. There's no way you're going to miss the connection between the in real life experience and the online experience. So definitely take a look at that video. It's on my LinkedIn. You can find it on YouTube. It's Last Crumb Cookies Unboxing. And you can see how this packaging is done right. I got a lot of messages, people saying that it was too much packaging for 12 cookies. I understand that it is a lot of packaging, but you've got everything is made out of corrugated board. It just has a small amount of print, and then you also have just a small amount of foil, which is completely recyclable. So the entire pack is recyclable. The box is large enough it could be reusable. I actually reused that box to make prototypes. Again, you've got to see this pack because this is the way that it's done right. I would say the one thing that I would have done in addition to what they did is maybe having call to actions in the box. Call to actions would be photograph this box, photograph this cookie, share this with hashtag XYZ, and direct the consumer to photo this, share it online, and hashtag it and tag the brand. The reason for that is this brand lives online only. There's no store experience. So if the only message I'm seeing online through social media is from the brand, that's not enough. I need to see other people sharing my packaging. I need to see other people talking about my packaging, my cookies, and sharing and tagging me in there. The reason for that is now it becomes a third party validation. When you get somebody else saying, this cookie is great, this packaging is amazing. Right now I did it, but that's because I'm a packaging nerd. Most of the people aren't going to do that. So you want to make sure that you entice them to do so. That would be the only additional thing that I would say for the brand on a pack like this. So check it out. Last Crumb. You hunt it down on my LinkedIn or on my YouTube. Guys, thanks so much for listening. I look forward to talking to you later.
Thanks for joining us on the show. If you haven't already, go ahead and subscribe to the Packaging Podcast. That way, you can get an insightful podcast every day. The Packaging Podcast is hosted by me, Evelio Matos. If you enjoyed the show, pay it forward by rating and reviewing the show on Apple Podcasts. It'll help grow the show and support our growing audience. Thanks again for listening. We'll talk soon.